Good morning. We are involved in the process of studying Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey. So now we're going to talk a little bit about Libun. The Mishnah says, Shir HaMalabin, the shir for to be Mechayev, a person who whitens the wool. Vamenapetz, or the person who combs it out. Vatover, the person who dyes it. Vatover, the person who spins the threads in order to make them threads. In each of these cases, we said these are four of the Avos Malachos. So how much does a person have to do in order to be chayev for these practices? So we say this: the size is kemelo rochav asit kaful. The rochav asit in Mishnayos in Kalim is determined to be the space between the first two fingers, the index finger and the one that some people put out in interesting situations, right? So and rochav piasit kaful is identified as the space between the thumb and the index finger. That is the pi asit kaful. But if a person is going ahead and weaving the two chutin, shiuro, the size of the weave, is kimelo asit. Even if he didn't do it the whole way through, as long as he did the space between the first two fingers, right, which is about two tefachim according to the Rambam, right? So hare uchayev, right? In such a situation, he is going to be chayev in that situation. The mission continues. Rabbi Huda says, what about the idea of tzad, which of course until we get to the end of Perek Yud Gimel, that is what we will be focusing on. Rabbi Huda Omer hatzad sipor lamigdal, if a person goes ahead and chases a bird into the birdhouse, right? Utzvi labayis, or he chases the deer into a house, right? And then he locks the house. Sachayev, then he's going to be chayev for tzeda, for hunting on Shabbos. But if you hunt a bird into the house, then you'd be exempt, because you still have to hunt further in order to get the bird down. Right? V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim disagree. They say, tzipor l'migdol, tzvila bayis, v'lachatz v'labibrin. They say, everyone agrees about the bird, but as far as the deer, the chachamim say, even if you just get it into the courtyard, where it's able to be guarded, right, in such a situation, you'd be chayev. Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar Lo Kol Bibar and Shabim. Yeah, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that not all bibrin, not all areas are front lawns are the same. Zehakal, this is the rule. Machusa, I'd say that if the situation is so big, somebody's got such a big backyard that the deer is going to be chasing him around all the time. So then pater, so then you can't be chayiv when you get the animal into the backyard. But if it's not missing tzeda, so then in such a situation, you'd be chayiv, because your action was the one that closed out the shop. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem, we'll continue.